Last year, a transgender woman in Stanislaus County sued for the right to seal her court records after she says she was harassed and outed on social media and at work after her petition for a name change went public. And more transgender and non-binary people say their records, including name change records and other personal information, are easily discoverable online. In response, State Senator Scott Wiener, in collaboration with a coalition of community groups, introduced legislation that would help protect the privacy of transgender people by sealing court records that may contain sensitive information. Jorge Ramos Salinas is the communications director of Equality California, one of the sponsors of the bill.
The importance here is that currently, without this bill, name and gender change petitions are a matter of public information discoverable with a quick, simple Google search, which puts transgender people at greater risk for discrimination, harassment, and even violence.
The Transgender Privacy Act, or SB 59, aims to protect people who seek to update identity documents, which trans activists say is, quote, life-affirming. However, having such information public can create dangerous conditions. By some reports, hate crimes against trans individuals has increased by 10% in California since 2022. President-elect Donald Trump has displayed hostility towards the trans community, campaigning on a promise to restrict access to gender-affirming healthcare and visibility.
With a stroke of my pen, on day one, we're going to stop the transgender lunacy. And I will sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools and middle schools and high school.
As President-elect Donald Trump prepares to take office this month, trans activists have been calling on state leaders to take a proactive approach to ensure trans individual safety. Hazel Williams is a transgender activist and a primary organizer for the Senate bill. She says this bill is important during this era of increasing hostility towards the trans community.
I think people feel a lot more emboldened at this moment with Trump's election and the general scapegoating of transgender people. And that has a real impact on people's mental health, physical safety. And I personally have friends who have been harassed both in person and online. I have been harassed both in person and online for being transgender.
And Williams says liberal bastions like the Bay Area aren't immune to trans harassment. State Senator Scott Wiener said in a statement that, quote, it's up to states like California to defend LGBTQ and other targeted communities amid a rising swell of hate. SB 59 would expand a 2023 law, AB 223, the Transgender Youth Privacy Act, which requires courts to keep confidential any petition by a minor. SB 29 would promise the same confidentiality to adults as well. The bill is sponsored by a coalition of trans rights groups, including Equality California and Trans Family Support Services. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Teresa Wiersbianska.